Ramona's Reality Room.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling my truth.
Here is the truth. During the pandemic, the height of the pandemic, there were some people who suffered some losses. There were a lot of us who had to learn differently. And then there were some of us who came out on top. Companies and individuals.
Sure.
Companies like Amazon, Pfizer, Zoom, your home delivery services, and people like single dads.
How'd they come out on top?
What?
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 This new dating.com survey has found that women are now more interested in pursuing relationships with single dads because, thanks to this chaotic and uncertain world, women are now looking for maturity, stability, heightened levels of a sense of responsibility.
Maturity.
Those things that naturally come with being a good dad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a single dad, but I am a dad and I'm not mature.
It went 0 for 3.
Oh, yeah. So, right now, what percentage of single women say, I'd be okay with dating a single dad?
Oh, 70%.
It is 75%.
That's what they say anyway. I mean, it could be nice.
What percentage of women say that they would prefer an older single dad over an older guy with no kids?
I wonder what older, older than them.
Yeah.
55%.
Like you're going to go older with kids as opposed to older with no kids?
Yeah, with no kids.
Are you going a higher percentage with no kids?
I think higher with no kids, yeah.
I think that's the trick of this thing. So I'm going to go the opposite. Like 60% want someone with kids.
Same as Matt, yeah.
Yep, and it's 60%.
The trickery of it all.
Now, the experts in the dating world say that this signals the hot dad summer.
Oh, you better get on it, hot dads.
Hot dad summer. No longer the guy to avoid because of his responsibilities. He is now a chick magnet.
Bing, bing,
now,
bing.
Now, here's the thing I want you to answer.
Okay, single dads. All the single
dads.
On the first date,
yeah.
Do you talk about your kids?
You have to tell them that you have them, but I don't know if you want to dominate the conversation with kid stories, but yeah, you talk about them.
I think 100% talk about them.
What percentage say you got to do it on the first date?
I would say 85%.
I'll go even higher than that, whatever that would be.
100.
95%.
Okay, yeah.
Because
first date.
They want you don't want to trick the person. They don't think you have kids, and then you tell them you have kids.
And then the majority of people say this is the appropriate time to wait before introducing the kids.
6 months.
Matt
Nichols. Oh!
Wow. Okay.
6 months.
Hey. Yes. Okay. Right. Write that down, hot dad, single dad, hottie. And send your pictures to Ramona Holloway at RamonaHolloway.com.
I would also entertain a hot granddad.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially one that's real close to death with a lot of money.
Wow. Really? Ramona Nicole Smith over here.
Okay, I'm not opposed.
Don't fight it. All right, let's move on to Ramona's Bless Your Heart Room.
Oh, my goodness. It's you just don't want to be the person who's getting their heart blessed.
Yeah.
You live in the South. When someone says bless your heart, it sounds sweet, but it hurts.
Mm.
Oh, it stings. So, came across this TikTok video that's gone viral, and I'm guessing it's gone viral because there are a lot of other me's out there.
Well, it has to, if everybody knew it.
This guy says 90% of people don't know what their key fob for their car does. And the very first thing in his video is you press your key fob once, it unlocks the driver's side door, and you press it twice, and it unlocks all your doors. Had no idea.
JD's with you. He had no idea either.
No clue. I had no clue that it
No idea. And I'm going to blame all the friends who have ridden with me.
Maybe.
For not saying, Ramona, you know you can press your key fob twice. We don't have to stand out in the rain waiting for you to scramble to unlock all the doors. You know, why do you think I was getting in first and then unlocking the door for you? I didn't know any better.
Maybe you just wanted to. Maybe I wouldn't. You know what?
I'm getting in. You bitches wait. Will wait.
Yes.
You know what I mean? What kind of woman do you think I am?
I don't think that I've ever consciously thought about it, that it opens, you know, clicking it twice I shouldn't say that. I know that it opens, but I would think that everybody knows it. And if they didn't do it, there had to be a damn good reason why they didn't do it.
Yeah.
And so I would say, like, hey, she's not doing it for a reason. Like, Ramona doesn't want to click it open. So I wouldn't call you out on it. I'd be like, she's on to something. Maybe her fob doesn't work, or maybe she likes the idea of sitting down before she opens the door for me.
Well, I know that you don't notice regular things just like me.
Yeah.
So how do you know that you press it once? Because I know you didn't read the manual.
Press it once
and driver two times, everybody.
You couldn't have
read the manual.
No. What I'm assuming is that I never press something once, first of all.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
I never press something once.
You're a masher?
And like I'll hit...
At the elevator.
Yep. I don't think I've ever pressed something once in my life. I've always... So the thing is always... And so I assume that you hear like click, click. You can see... So I think I just learned it through being a constant... And I hit it probably 20 times on the way to the car.
Because you're trying to find your car, probably.
True. Usually I'm able to hear my beep. That is a very good point. I do like a car that beeps. When I had the rental car that I was using, it didn't beep when you click it.
Uh-huh.
That was not good. But I like to hear the beep, beep so I can find it. But I will start clicking probably the minute I go down the wall car here, the corridor. So then all the way to the outside, I'll be clicking it just to be prepared. I never press once. I never press once. Did you ever press it? Who presses something once?
When it lights up, I'm done pressing.
That's hard to do. That is hard to control yourself, to not press it multiple times.
Ooh,
elevator button.
That elevator button's lit, but I'm going to keep on pressing.
The walk button, you know, boom, 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 boom. I'm trying to think what else do you need, you know, the only one you don't is remotes.
Okay,
because something changes. On remote, if you press it on, press it again, it turns it off. So
sure. There
are some things you can't. However, I will do it on the remote sometimes. Just out of habit, I'm like, oh, I turned it on. I turned it off. Oh, stop.
That's kind of frustrating. What do you do when you're looking on Netflix? Like, you have to actually type in stuff. Are you able to do that? Or is that just a whole other?
No.
I do, but it's really takes a lot of restraint. Because I'm like, Netflix. Oh, because come on, you got a minute. Like, you see me, I'm pretty rough.
Oh, my gosh.
Keyboard. Like, I type on a keyboard.
There's a difference. Mm-hmm. Like, I can be typing, or Matt will say, ooh, you're angry typing.
Yeah, I can tell she's angry typing.
Oh, yeah.
Matt is 100% assault typing. I didn't say angry. I said assault.
Assault.
Because you can be angry without assaulting someone.
Yeah.
Matt assaults the keyboard.
The kids hate it. The kids are always like, why do you hit it so hard? Well, back in my day, we had to hit it with a rock. No, I just...
Now a really bad memory just popped up. Really bad memory just got triggered because we've worked together for so long. I know all his ailments. I know when the doctor told him that he was brushing his teeth too hard.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Brushing my teeth too hard, yeah.
And then I remember when the doctor told him he was wiping his hiney too hard.
Oh, geez.
So...
Thanks for the bidet. I am a rough guy. What can I tell you? I am. I'm a little bit too. I have to control myself.
The girls were like, Daddy brushes our hair too hard.
Oh, no, they did not.
It's like you don't assault everything. Tender touch. Touch.
Because when I'm thinking, I'm
And there are those little kids who you do have to teach tender touch to.
Oh, yeah.
And that's me. Tender touch. That's why.
And then there are those grown-ups who you have to teach tender touch.
Maybe that's why I stopped touching. too over the top for people. No, I mean.
And this therapy session was brought to you by BetterHelp.
By tender touch. The latest in therapy for those.
In behavioral therapy for those people who attack everything.
I'm just talking about it. It makes me want to attack something.
Ooh.
It does.
Why don't you go outside?
I'm not going to hurt anyone.
Why don't you go outside?
You tell me you just punch a button once. That's crazy talk
you
to me.
You start pressing your key fob and head on out.
Yeah. I mean, think about could you take a ball and just bounce it once? No. Of course not. No one could do that, right?
I mean.
One bite of something, unless it was terrible. That's hard, right? One is a loneliest number for a reason.
Okay. Now you got me.
One.
You hit that chubby girl in here. One bite, and if I love it.
Yeah,
so I know we started out talking about something completely different, but I went to a food festival with my cousin, and he is a foodie.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you only take one bite.
That's so difficult.
And so he had, he's a little bit bossy. That's a lie. A lot bossy. So he's like, giving the rules of the food festival as we're walking
in. Rules?
This is what we're going to do. We're going to go. We're going to survey. We're going to walk around, blah, blah, blah. Then we go. Then we taste. One bite. Da, 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 da. First of all, I can't walk by things that look amazing.
Yeah, no, right?
I'm just supposed to walk around and look at all the food.
And not bite? And
smell it.
No, right, right.
I do like looking.
See people going, because reactions, they're having these big reactions. So I broke that rule, and then I could not take one bite of something that was amazing. I couldn't even take just one bite of things that were okay.
I know, it is. That's what I'm saying, it is. Like if we eat one french fry,
Yeah, so I get that.
I even have trouble, I know I'm about to be on the air, to do one bite, I still want to go right to the last second.
I know.
I know, we all see that, never mind. All right, it's been a pleasure. Go push your buttons. Try it only once. The Morning Mix.
Tender touch.
Share this, rate it, follow. Also hit up the Mix socials. Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to Charlotte's best mix of the 90s, 2000s, and today on Mix 107.9 and always streaming live at mix1079.com.